Just to give you a quick update on some of the ministries that we are involved with. Yesterday evening, we ministered to quite a few people in hospital once again, and we had to counter quite a lot of religious belief. One of the ladies that we saw there was convinced that she was put in hospital to be taught something by the Lord, and that she would emerge on the other side as a stronger person. We immediately countered this by telling her that He's a loving Father, and that God Himself says that He's not tempted, and He will Himself not tempt anyone. And therefore that her belief is wrong, and if she still believes that she's right, that she should pray for even worse things to happen so that she can emerge even a better person than that. Of course, that is not true. We spend a lot of time with her. She's also a pharmacist, but she was just open, once hearing of the goodness and the kindness of the Lord, she was just open to also receiving our prayers for healing. She was blind in the one eye, and the doctors diagnosed her with multiple sclerosis. So we just managed to convey to her the good news of God's healing. We did that, and we were also stunned with the other people that we met and how susceptible they were and accommodating to the good news. Some of our other colleagues who went in another direction also ministered to people who had visitors, and while praying for the one person with back problems, one of the visitors actually came to our colleagues afterwards and said to him that whilst he was praying for the person in the hospital bed, the patient himself, herself, he himself, who had neck problems, severe neck problems, was instantly healed. They prayed for someone else as well who had severe arthritis, and she had this for a long time already, and she couldn't even sit up in the bed. After they prayed for her, the pain left. She was able to not only just sit up in the bed, but move freely without any pain and without any restriction. She even got out of bed and she walked around freely. Praise Jesus for that. So it just goes to show that one-to-one ministry is a very important ministry. It's also the way that Jesus ministered onto people. And we should never neglect this. We also met someone who couldn't speak our language. We couldn't speak her language. She was a Shangaan person. And we had to call someone just to interpret for us, to ask whether we could pray for this person. Eventually we prayed for her. And we just, as we prayed, this one friend of mine prayed for her. And after praying in English, she just switched to praying in tongues. And we just recognized how her voice and the language itself changed. And we are convinced that the language changed to Shangaan. We were three people around the bed. The other lady opened her eyes, and she could see the surprise on the patient's face as the prayer language just changed. And yes, there's just a miraculous healing for her in this again. We were just so blessed again to minister unto people and to have a one-to-one ministry of all these people, and to remind them that it's the devil that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and that they should resist him at all costs and not allow him to bring back the pain or to speak these things over their lives and their bodies, that they are healed, that they are the blessed of God, and that they have an inheritance, and that this inheritance includes being well and being healthy. Praise to Jesus. Amen.